Pot 7 Thumbnail Psychology Secrets for More Clicks. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the fascinating world of thumbnail psychology and how you can leverage it to get more clicks on your videos. That's right, it's a common struggle. Spending hours editing a video and then seeing crickets when it goes live. But often, the issue isn't the video content itself, it's the thumbnail that's acting like a billboard for your content. That's such a great point. So, what is thumbnail psychology exactly? Well, it's all about understanding how viewers make that split-second decision to click. Recent data shows they decide in just 0.3 seconds. That's quicker than a blink of an eye. It's less about pretty designs and more about human instinct. Wow. So you're saying it's almost like we're hardwired to respond to certain visuals? Exactly. Our brains are constantly scanning for faces, threats, and rewards. If your thumbnail doesn't trigger one of those responses, viewers will scroll right past it. That makes so much sense. So if we want to grab attention fast, what's the strategy? Using faces is key. But not just any faces, expressive ones. Thumbnails with surprised faces can get up to 35% more clicks. It creates that curiosity gap, like there's a secret to uncover. Oh wow, I've definitely seen that YouTube face everywhere. So what about happy faces? Alex, great question. Happy faces can boost engagement by about 23%. They signal safety and value, especially in tutorials or lifestyle vlogs. Overall, expressive faces can enhance click-through rates by 20 to 30%. Jordan, got it. But I imagine there's a fine line here. What's a common mistake creators make with faces? Yes, definitely. Beginners often try to cram too many faces into a thumbnail, which can backfire. Performance drops when you have more than three faces. It gets too cluttered. Speaking of clutter, what about colors? I've heard color psychology plays a big role in thumbnails. Absolutely. You might think your favorite color is the best choice, but the algorithm often disagrees. For example, in gaming and entertainment niches, using red and orange can boost click-through rates by a staggering 67%. Red represents urgency, which naturally draws attention. Jordan, that's interesting. So if I wanted to make my thumbnails pop, what should? Alex, a high contrast color scheme is crucial. If your background and text are too similar, it just blends in. A contrast ratio of at least 4.5 to 1 is ideal. Think about it. When I switched from a gray to a bright yellow background, my impressions shot up. Wow, that's such a simple change that can have a big impact. Now, what about text in thumbnails? Alex. Oh, that's a biggie. Stick to the 12-character rule. Thumbnails with fewer than 12 characters perform over 30% better than text-heavy designs. Remember that 0.3-second rule? No one's going to read a long sentence that quickly. So, something like huge mistake is effective, while here is why. I think you made a mistake on your taxes, wouldn't cut it? Exactly. Simple and bold wins the day. All right, so let's talk about A/B testing. How important is that in thumbnail design? It's crucial. Why guess when you can know? Tools like TubeBuddy allow you to test multiple thumbnails automatically. A/B testing can improve click-through rates by 30 to 50%. It's basically finding the best door for viewers to walk through. That's a game changer. So how long do you typically let a test run? I usually let it run for about 24 hours. By then, the tools can usually pick a winner, saving tons of time compared to the old method of waiting days for data. Awesome. Now, I've heard that mobile-first design is essential too, right? You got it. A shocking 72% of YouTube views happen on mobile devices. If you design your thumbnails on a big monitor, they might look great, but on a small screen, they could become a blurry mess. Yeah, I can see how that would be frustrating. So what's your advice for mobile design? Alex, focus on bold outlines, high contrast, and large text. If I can't tell what the video is about on a thumbnail the size of a postage stamp, I scrap it and start over. That's a solid strategy. Now let's wrap things up with the importance of consistency in thumbnails, right? While everyone loves a viral hit, building a consistent brand helps create a loyal audience. when people see your thumbnail, they should instantly recognize it's yours. And that ties into the mere exposure effect, right? The more people see your style, the more likely they are to click. Exactly. Having a template for your thumbnails, like positioning your face on one side and keeping a consistent color scheme, can really help. So, to sum it up, it's all about understanding psychological triggers, using faces, colors, and keeping things simple. You got it. It's about leveraging the right tools and strategies to tap into how our brains work. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.